We want to praise the Lord for that encouraging hymn.
感谢神赐给我们那个充满激励活力的诗歌。
Let us continue to worship the Lord this morning by looking at His Word.
我们继续来敬拜神，我们现在来阅读思考他的话语。
This morning, I would like to speak to you on the topic of assessing our priorities.
今天早上我证道的题目是评估我们的优先顺序。
And our primary passage will be 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 to 31.
我们要使用的主要的经文是哥林多前书第七章29节到31节。
Please look with me in your Bibles.As I read the passage.
我现在要念这些经文请各位看自己的圣经。
What I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none. Those who mourn as if they did not.Those who are happy, as if they were not. Those who buy something, as if it were not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of the world, as if not engrossed in them. For this world, in its present form, is passing away.
哥林多前书第七章第二十九节，弟兄们，我对你们说。时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子，哀哭的要像不哀哭，快乐的要像不快乐，置买的要像无有所得，用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去了。
I'd like to look also at verse 35.
我们再看一节是第三十五节。
I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way, in undivided devotion to the Lord.
我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天早上聚集我们在这儿敬拜你。
And Father, we thank you that we can come before you, come before the throne of grace with confidence because the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us on the cross purifies us from all sin.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因着你的爱子耶稣基督为我们在十字架上舍命流血，成就了救赎。我们今天能够坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座前。
Father, we thank you that we can experience your love in our lives.
我们要感谢亲爱的天父，让我们能够经历到你对我们的爱。
A close relationship with you.
让我们能够跟你有一个亲近的关系。
All this is because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
这些都是因为我们的主耶稣基督为我们所成就了。
And Lord, help us to know how to respond to that grace and that love and that forgiveness.
求主帮助我们，让我们懂得如何回应神对我们的恩典。对我们的慈爱。
Teach us as we look at your word this morning.
也求主借着你的话语教导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
What am I living for in life?
我在这世上是为什么活着？
Am I living for the temporal or the eternal?
我是为暂时的生命而活着，还是为永恒的生命而活着？
For that which is passing away, or that which lasts forever.
我们是为那些转瞬即逝的事物活着，还是为那 将要永存的活着。
And these are the kinds of questions that Paul wanted his Corinthian readers to ask themselves during their time.
这就是保罗要求他的哥林多教会的信徒们所思考的问题。
And we should be asking ourselves these same questions.
我们今天也应该用这些问题来思考。
This morning, as we looked at 1 Corinthians 7, 29 to 31,
今天早上我们主要的经文是在哥林多前书第七章第二十九节到三十一节。
Verse 35 can be seen as a summary statement for the verses before it, which include these verses.
下面的第三十九节可以当作是这段经文所有经文的总结，这段经文包括我们刚才念的那几节。
Verse 35 again, I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way, in undivided devotion to the Lord.
我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。
The passage that we're looking at today can help us to give ourselves a reality check, so to speak, as to where our priorities are in life at this time.
今天早上我们所念的经文可以帮助我们，让我们对自己的实际的生活、实际的生命做一个评估。
Are we living for ourselves and our own interests, or are we living for the Lord and what He wants us to do?
我们活着是为自己的利益打算呢，还是为神要我们做的事情活着？
And in this passage, Paul gives us five areas in our life that we need to watch, and so that we are keeping them in the proper perspective.
在这段经文里头，保罗给了我们生活中的五个方面要让我们检讨。
And these five areas, number one is marriage.
这五个方面，第一，婚姻。
And this can extend to human relationships in general.
这样的婚姻可以广泛的指所有的人际关系。
Another area is sorrow.
另外一方面就是忧伤。
The third area is happiness or rejoicing.
第三方面就是快乐或者是享乐。
The fourth area is possessions.
第四方面是拥有的财物。
And the fifth area is pleasure.
第五方面是享乐。
Now, these five areas that Paul mentions are not inherently wrong or bad.
保罗所提到的这五个方面在本质上并没有错。
They all have their proper place in the life of a believer.
他们在一个信徒的生命或生活当中有他该有的地位。
And each one is a provision that is given by God for use in our life here on earth.
而且每一方面其实都是神所给予的。
But these areas can cause problems and even can become sinful when they begin to dominate our thoughts and behavior.
但是这五个方面的任何一方面当它开始占据我们的心灵我们的生命的时候就会变成是个问题甚至会让我们犯罪。
Especially if they distract us from devotion to the Lord and from the Lord's work.
特别是当他们让我们分心不再全心全意的敬拜神或做服侍主的时候就会成为一个问题。
So let's look, begin to look more closely at the passage in 1 Corinthians 7.
所以我们现在来比较仔细的来思考这些经文。
Paul says in verse 29 that the time is short.
保罗在第二十九节说时候减少了。
And from the context, what he means by that is primarily that it is that there is not much time left to do the Lord's work.
从这节的上下文来看，它主要的意思就是。为主做工的时候不多了。
This was simply Paul's mentality in life.
这是保罗他一贯的心态。
How can I be living for the Lord? That was always on his mind.
他总是在思想，我怎么能为主活呢？
It was not necessarily just referring only to the second coming of Christ.
他所指的不仅仅是, 主耶稣基督, 快要再来了,
which can occur at any time.
主耶稣基督的再来可以在任何时候发生,
although that is also included in the phrase, the time is short.
同时主耶稣基督的再来, 也包含在时候减少了这句话里。
And knowing Paul's heart for those who do not know Jesus in his mind, there was not much time left to share the gospel with others.
保罗的意思就是说, 对信徒而言, 其实没有很多时间, 让他们跟世人分享福音了。
And some suggest that there was even a persecution of believers that was going on at that time, which could shorten the time even further.
有些解经家甚至认为在保罗写这封信的时候, 基督徒受到逼迫,受到迫害, 如果这是真的话, 那么这些信徒们传福音的时间就更少了。
The Bible repeatedly emphasizes the shortness of life.
圣经里头一而再再而三地强调时候不多了。
In 1 Peter 1:24 it says, For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall.
彼得前书第一章第四节，这么说。24节，这么说。凡有因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。Here
today and gone tomorrow.
这些东西今天存在。 明天就不见了,
just like human life.
就像人的生命一样。
And James 4:14, it tells us why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
雅各书第四章第十四节, 其实明天如何, 你们还不知道, 你们的生命是什么呢? 你们原来是一片云雾, 出现, 少时就不见了。
I think that the recent disappearance of the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is on the minds of many people.
我相信很多人都知道最近, 马来西亚航空, 公司的一架飞机离奇失踪的事情。
Our hope is that the plane has landed somewhere and that all are still safe.
我希望, 那架飞机, 可能在某个地方着陆, 而且机上的人员都安全。
But we still do not know what happened to the flight, to the plane.
但是我们到现在为止, 我们还不知道那架飞机到底怎么了。
But one thing that we can say is that for the 227 passengers that day that were en route to Beijing, it was just another day.
但是我们可以肯定地说, 对机上的227位乘客来说, 那一天飞往北京的, 那天, 跟其他的任何一天没有两样。
Most probably, most of them had the day already planned out, maybe the next week, the next month, maybe even the next year.
很可能, 机上的某些人已经把, 那天的, 该做的事情甚至下个礼拜明年, 等等该做的事情都已经计划好了。
How much can we really control our lives?
所以我们想一想, 我们真的能够控制我们的生命吗?
During the preparation of this message, I asked myself, if I knew that I only had a short time to live, say maybe even a month.
当我在准备, 今天的讲章的时候, 我在想, 如果, 我只有, 很短的时间活着, 比方说我只有一个月可以活,
How would it change the way that I lived?
那么这样的情况, 会怎么样的, 改变我现在生活的方式呢?
And some of the things I asked myself were, how would it affect the things in life that I was worried about, that I was so frustrated with?
首先我问自己, 这样的话, 那么, 我一向, 烦恼的事情，我一向觉得有挫折感的事情，会因此而发生什么样的变化呢？
How would it affect my plans or goals?
它会怎么样的我的计划我的目标会怎么样因此而改变呢？
What about my view of amusement and pleasure in life?
我对我的嗜好我的娱乐一些世上享乐的事情我的态度会发生因此而发生什么样的改变呢？
My attitude toward my possessions.
我对我所拥有的财物的态度会因此而怎么改变呢？
The love for things in my life.
对我喜爱的事物的态度我会有什么样的改变？
How would it change my attitude toward my loved ones in life?
它会怎么样的影响我对我所爱的人的态度？
How would it affect my relationship with God?
它会怎么样的影响我跟神的关系？
What would I be doing differently in my service to him?
我在他的事工上我会做出什么样的改变？
So let's take a quick look at these five areas that Paul gives where our perspectives must be kept right so that they do not hinder our devotion and service to the Lord.
所以我们很快的来看看保罗所提到的这五个方面让我们用一个正确的眼光来观察来看待我们的生命特别是我们跟神的关系。
The first one is marriage.
第一，婚姻。
Which can be extended to human relationships.
或者婚姻关系可以泛指所有的人际关系。
The passage says, from now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none.
第二十九节，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子。
Now,If we look at the rest of Scripture, it is clear that Paul is not saying that if you are married, live for the Lord as if you have no spouse at all. You know, in other words, neglect your spouse.
如果我们看上下文，如果我们不断章取义的话，我们可以发现，保罗在这儿的意思不是说那些结了婚的人从今以后就要像没有配偶一样，光是为主活着。
Ephesians 5:22 tells us that wives are still to submit to their husbands as to the Lord.
以弗所书第五章第二十二节告诉我们妻子要顺服丈夫。
Ephesians 5:25 tells us that husbands are still to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
以弗所书第五章二十五节教导我们丈夫要爱妻子就像主爱教会一样为他舍己。
So Paul saying what he did here, the God-given responsibilities of a husband and wife toward each other are not being removed.
所以保罗说这话的时候他的意思不是说夫妻之间要忽略或者他们对彼此的责任。
Paul's point is, live for the Lord in your marriage.
保罗的意思是在婚姻中为主而活。
Do not let your marriage hinder diligent service and devotion to the Lord.
不要让你的婚姻阻挠了你不再能够勤做主工。
And where God is placed on the back burner.
而且也不要让婚姻因此而把主放在次要的地位。
Blessed is the man who has a wife who is in full support of his service and devotion to the Lord.
如果有一个人他的妻子是爱主的，他的妻子完全支持他勤奋的做主工的话，那么这个人有福了。
And vice versa as well.
相反的来说妻子至于丈夫也是如此。
For those who are not yet married,
对那些还没结婚的人，
as you wait for the Lord to provide you with that right one,
当你在等候神为你所预备的那位出现的时候，
if he so chooses,
如果神这么决定的话，
it is absolutely critical for you to have a mate that fully supports your devotion to the Lord and your service to him.
找到一位配偶能够完全的支持你 忠于主，爱主，勤做主公，这是非常非常重要的。
As well as being devoted to the Lord themselves and diligent in service.
而且这一位配偶也应该自己忠于主，而且勤做主公。
If you are devoted, if you are diligent, and they are neither.
如果你忠于主，爱主，勤做主公的话。
You will be hindered and you will be held back.
而你的配偶不是如此，那么你就会受到阻挠。
I've known of some very gifted brothers in my past.
我认识一些非常有恩赐的弟兄。
Who were very devoted to the Lord and really wanted to serve the Lord more and more in their lives.
他们非常忠于主，非常爱主，他们希望能够为主多做工。
But their devotion and their service was completely held back by wives who wanted them to focus their time and their thoughts on them more than on the Lord.
但是因为他们娶了一个太太，那个太太就希望他们能够把注意力都放在自己的身上，那么因此这些丈夫们他们在做主公爱主那方面，他们就受到极大的牵绊。
And I know that in this church there are many examples of couples who have not let marriage or having a family deter them from devotion to the Lord and diligent service to Him.
我知道在这个教会里头有很多的夫妇并没有让他们的婚姻成为服侍主的阻挠。
May the Lord raise up more of these types of couples in this church.
盼望主能够在这个教会兴起更多这样的夫妇。
The second area of our life that is not to hinder devotion and service is sorrow.
第二方面不应该成为神的事工的牵绊或者阻挠的这方是忧伤。
Paul says those who mourn as if they did not.
保罗说哀哭的要像不哀哭。
A believer is not to be cold or without emotion.
当然一位信徒不应该冷漠无情。
Romans 12:15 clearly tells us this.
保罗书第十二章第十五节很清楚地说明了这点。
That we are to rejoice with those who rejoice and to mourn with those who mourn.
罗马书第十二章第十五节说你们要与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
This phrase does not mean that it is wrong to have sorrow in our lives.
所以这句话的意思不是说如果我们忧伤或难过这是错的。
But the point that Paul is making is when we do have sorrow in our lives.
保罗所说的意思是我们在生活中，我们在生命中会遇到让我们忧伤的事。
We are to ask the Lord for strength in order to live beyond that sorrow.
我们在这个时候就应该求主赐给我们力量，让我们能够超越忧伤跟难过。
And to not let it hinder devotion and service.
不让这些忧伤难过的事情阻挠了我们对神的服事。
To the Lord.
对神的忠心。
If you were to look at a quarter,
如果我们看一个二十五分的钱币的话
，the difference in the diameter of a quarter compared to the sun is centimeters versus hundreds of thousands of miles.
这二十五分的钱币跟太阳来比的话，就像一公分跟几万几亿里来比一样。
Yet you can hold that tiny little quarter so close to your eye that it completely blocks out the sun.
但是呢，虽然这块这个钱币是如此的似乎微不足道，但是如果你把它放在你的眼前的话，那就足以让你看不见太阳。
It can be the same with our problems.
我们的生活上所遭遇到的问题也是如此。
Though God is greater than any problem that we might ever face.
虽然我们知道神比我们所可能遭遇到的任何问题都伟大的多。
We can look so closely at our problem that it completely blocks out our vision of God's presence in our lives and His reality.
但是我们可能因为把我们的问题看得很放在我们的眼前看得很近，那么就足以让我们忘记了。看不见神的伟大神大能。
In 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4,
我们看哥林多后书第二章。
第一章。
第一章。
三跟四节。
第三节第四节。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that...We can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
哥林多后书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
During times of sorrow, we turn to the God of all comfort.
在忧伤的时候，我们应该转向赐给我们赐安慰的神。
Who will always comfort us?
这位神总是能够无时无刻的安慰我们。
But so that we might serve Him by ministering to others and comforting them.
我们之所以如此做最终的目的就是我们能用他赐给我们的安慰去安慰那些遭遇患难的人。
And we always need to remember that no matter how much sorrow that we have on this earth,
我们也应该记得一点，就是不论我们在这世上遭遇到多少的忧伤的事。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 tells us that there will come a day,When the things of this earth passes away.
启示录第二十一章第四节告诉我们，这一切都将成为过去。
And believers will go to a place where there is no more sorrow.
信徒们会去到一个地方，那个地方没有任何的忧伤难过的事。
No more tears.
不再有眼泪。
Where we will be with the Lord forever.
会永远的与神同在。
In Revelation 21:4, it says, He will wipe, this is the future of all believers of Jesus as Savior and Lord. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
启示录第二十一章第四节讲的是所有主耶稣基督的信徒们将来所会碰所会得到的，就是神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
I recently officiated the memorial service of a lady who was 88 years of age.
最近我主持了一位88岁去世的姐妹的葬礼。
This woman had come to faith in Christ through a relative in China.
这位姐妹当初之所以信耶稣是因为在中国的在中国一位亲戚的缘故。
And as soon as she came to the U.S.To be with her family.
这位姐妹后来到了美国跟她的家人团聚。
The first thing that she wanted was her own Bible.
她第一个她所要的是拥有一本属于她自己的圣经。
And even though I didn't know this woman personally, I was told that she would read it without fail every single day and never skip a day.
虽然我没有私下跟这位姐妹有怎么样的来往，但是我听说她每天都读圣经，从来不错过任何一天。
The second thing that she wanted was to start to attend church.
第二件事情她做的就是开始到教会去聚会。
Which unbeknownst to me was actually our Alhambra church about 20 years ago.
那个教会后来我发现就是我们的 Alhambra 教会大概是在二十年以前。
And none of this, none of her family members were believers.
那个时候她的家人没有一个信主的。
But because this woman was, they wanted her to have a Christian memorial service.
但是因为这位姐妹她是基督徒，所以她的家人决定为她举行一个基督教的仪式的葬礼。
So after she passed away, they started calling all the Chinese churches around the area to try to see who could hold a memorial service for this woman.
所以当这位姐妹去世以后，她的家人给很多的教会打电话，希望能够找到一家教会能够为她主持葬礼。
I remember receiving a call from the hospital.
我记得我是在医院我接到一个从医院来的电话。
And somehow I just had this sense, this burden that I needed to, after hearing the situation, I just had the sense that I needed to respond to their asking for help.
不知怎么的，我就觉得我应该答应他们的请求。
Even though I had no idea who they were.
虽然我根本不认识他们。
And later, by God's providence, I discovered that actually our church was the only church that responded to them out of all the churches that they had called.
后来我发现其实在他们打的所有电话里头，我们的教会是唯一的答应他的请求，他们的请求的教会。
But this was also God's providence, because it turns out that actually this church was the church that she had attended when she came to the United States, and the only church that she had attended in the United States for a period of time.
但是这也足以证明神的全知全能全在跟他的供应，因为后来我们发现我们的 Alhambra 教会在多年以前就是他聚会的教会，他曾经来过这个教会聚会一段时间。
And what really impressed this woman, really impressed her unbelieving family members was this.
他给予他的不信主的家人一个最大的让他们印象最深刻的事情是
Her son told me she absolutely had no fear of death.
他的儿子告诉我他的妈妈对死亡毫不惧怕。
She had fought through different bouts of cancer for decades, but never showed any fear of dying.
他经历了大概有十年之间十年的这个癌症的苦楚，但是他从来不气馁。
But whenever she was asked by a family member, "Aren't you afraid to die?"
每当他的家人问他，你怕死吗？
She would also always say with a smile, "Why should I be afraid? I have the Lord. I will just go to be with Him."
他总是带着微笑说，我为什么要怕死呢？我有神主，我死了以后就到主那边去了。
And this was a point that I emphasized as I gave a gospel message at the memorial service to the family members.
所以当我在主持追思礼拜的时候，我特别强调这一点。
That if we have Jesus as our Savior and Lord, that we can have the assurance that we will be with Him in the future.
如果我们有主耶稣基督做我们的救主，做我们的主的话，我们可以坦然无惧的面对死亡。
All believers are to look forward to that day.
所有的信徒都应该盼望着那天的到来。
The third area of our life is that Paul mentions is rejoicing or happiness.
第三保罗所提到的第三方面就是快乐的要像不快乐。
He says those who are happy as if they were not.
他说快乐的要像不快乐。
Is Paul saying you shouldn't be happy? It's wrong to be happy?
难道保罗是在说你该快乐的时候不应该快乐吗？
No.
不是的。
I think a good way to explain what this phrase means is to ask the question to ourselves, what is it in life that makes me the most happy?
我想我们要讨论要思考这节的时候，我一个最好的方式就是问我们自己，在我们的生命中，在我们的生活里，有什么事情是让我们最快乐的？
There's nothing wrong with having celebrations in life.
我们为某些值得欢庆的事情或场合庆祝没有错。
When Proverbs says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, it's referring to being happy and how that is a blessing from the Lord.
箴言说，喜乐的心就像良药。
But the question that we have to ask ourselves, and brothers and sisters, I want to also to remind you that this message that I'm sharing with you today, I am speaking first and foremost to myself.
首先我在这儿要澄清的是，我今天跟你们分享这些信息，这些经文，其实首先我是在对自己说。
The problem is primarily when do we find ourselves being happiest?
问题的关键在什么时候我们发现自己是最快乐的。
Is it due to maybe some personal success or accomplishment in life?
是不是当我们个人有一些成就的时候，我们觉得是最快乐的时候。
At work or school or home.
比方说在工作的地方或者是在学校。
Getting a raise, a promotion, academic success or achievement.
或者是我们获得一个升迁，或者我们加薪了，或者我们在学校里得到很好的成绩等等。这个让我们觉得是最快乐的。
Or academic success of your child.
或者是你当你的儿女在学业上成功的时候，你觉得是你最快乐的时刻。
Maybe what makes you happiest is your favorite team winning a game.
或者是你的所支持的最喜爱的球队赢得一场球赛的时候，让你觉得是最快乐的时刻。
It's not wrong to be happy about these things.
这些事情让我们快乐，其实没错。
But I think we need to remember that generally speaking, these are things that are temporal and not eternal. Things that pass away.
但是我想要提醒各位，这些事情都是暂时的，没有永恒的价值，转瞬间就会消失了。
Now ask yourself the question.
那么我们可以问这些问题。
How happy am I when I have a good quiet time with the Lord?
当我跟神有一段安静的时刻的时候，我有多快乐呢？
How happy am I when I learn a new spiritual truth about God and understand Him a little more?
当我了解到某些属灵的真理，或者是我更认识神的时候，我有多快乐。
When I have a spiritual victory in my life in resisting or overcoming a temptation that I'm facing.
当我在属灵上我战胜了一些挑战或者是试探的时候，我有多快乐。
How happy am I when God uses me to encourage someone and to help them spiritually?
当神使用我去鼓励某些人让他们造就在属灵上造就他们的时候，我有多快乐。
How happy am I when I'm able to share the gospel with someone and especially if they come to receive Jesus?
我有机会跟某人分享神的话语，甚至于那个人因此而信主了，那个时候我有多快乐。
How happy am I when I serve the Lord in church or outside of the church?
当我在教会里或教会外服侍主的时候，我有多快乐。
If the things in life that cause us to be the most happy have little to no spiritual significance,
如果让我们最快乐的事物没有很多的属灵的没有很高的属灵的价值的话，
then our rejoicing is primarily about things that will pass away.
那么我们的快乐就是基于那些转瞬就会消失不见的事物上。
We see also that another area of our life, the fourth one, there's five, the fourth one is possessions.
第五方面保罗所提到的第五方面第四方面是我们所拥有的财物。
Paul says, those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep.
置买的要像无有所得。
God knows that we need possessions in life, and we don't need to despise earthly possessions that the Lord gives us.
神知道我们在世上活着，我们需要有一些，拥有一些东西，这是神所赐的，我们也不需要轻看或藐视这些东西。
The problem is when we overvalue these things, and when we know that they will be passing away.
但是当我们明明知道这些事，这些东西都会迟早都会成为过去的时候，我们却对它过分的关注。
Not only will they pass away in the future, they're not very solid to begin with right now.
不仅是在以后会他们会等于会消失不见，其实他们在现在这个世上，他们就不是很可靠的。
Proverbs 23:5 says, "Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone; for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle."
箴言书第
二十三章五节，
第二十三章第五节，这么告诫我们，因你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Matthew 6:19-20。
马太福音第六章，第十九节到二十节。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and with these break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。
We need to be good stewards of whatever the Lord has given to us in the way of material blessings.
对，神所赐给我们的，物质上的钱财或财物，我们应该做个好管家。
If the Lord blesses you financially,
如果神在金钱上特别的祝福你，
you are to give back some of that money to the Lord.
你应该把这一部分能够奉献给神。
If not to the local church, then do some good Christian ministries.
如果你不奉献给你自己的教会，你也可以奉献给一些很好的基督教的机构。
If the Lord gives you a car, you should be willing to use it to transport people.
如果神赐给你一辆车，你应该心甘情愿的使用这个车来提供为某些弟兄姐妹朋友们提供交通。
And bring them to church.
带他们上。
If the Lord gives you a house, you should be willing to open up that house to be used for the Lord.
如果神赐给你一所房子，你应该很乐意的开放你的家。
It is unfortunate that we as Christians are often more enthusiastic and motivated about improving the condition of our possessions rather than improving the condition of our spiritual lives.
很不幸的。很多的信徒，我们很多的信徒，他们对世上的事情，对追逐世上的财宝、名利、地位等等，比对做主公更兴奋，更有动力。
To focus more on improving what we have than to deal with defects in our spiritual lives.
我们对增加或积累财务这方面 抵对对付我们生命中的某些属灵上的软弱更有兴趣。
Rather than to deal with any lack of improvement in our relationship with the Lord.
或者是对对付我们改进我们跟神的关系这些事这样的事上更有兴趣。
Or dealing with areas in our lives where there is rebellion against God.
或者是对对付我们在某些方面可能叛逆神这样的问题更有兴趣。
Often so much time is spent on things that will pass away.
我们往往把很多的时间放在那些转瞬就会消失不见的事物上。
I'd like to share an example with you. Some of you have already heard this, but I know that some of you have not.
我想举一个例子，也许当中有人已经听过这个例子了，但是我们当中有人还没听过。
A number of years ago, I was called by someone to ask to share the gospel with their uncle.
多年前我接到一个电话要求我去跟他的uncle 传福音。
This was a man who was 52 years old, Berkeley graduate, bank vice president. He had everything that money could buy. He lived close to Malibu.
这个人他已经52岁了。他受过很好的教育，他的事业也非常的成功。他住在 Malibu 一带。
Yeah. He was married and he had a young son that was absolutely brilliant.
他结婚了，他的儿子非常优秀。
And this man was just out of the blue, was diagnosed with fourth stage lung cancer.
但是呢，突然，这个人发现自己得了第四级的癌症。
Even though he had never smoked or drank even.
虽然他从来没喝过酒，也不抽烟，但是他得到了肺癌。
So I went to talk to this man.
所以我就去跟这个人谈话。
I did not know him.
我不认识他。
But I went to and in talking with him, He told me that when he was at Berkeley, the thing that he loved doing the most was ripping Christians apart.
Ripping Christians?
It just try to make them look stupid.
Oh. 他说他在伯克莱加大就读的时候，他最感兴趣的事情就是嘲笑那些基督徒，让他们看起来像个笨蛋，像个傻子。
He said that he loved it when Christians say, "Could I come to visit you and talk to you about God?" He said, "Come on."
他说，当有基督徒对他说，我们可不可以来看你跟你分享福音？他说，欢迎，欢迎。
And he said that he would enjoy doing that more than going out with friends.
他说，他对这个更最有兴趣，甚至于超过他跟他的朋友出去玩。
And he felt so arrogant, so proud, because he thought that he was making them look stupid with his arguments.
当他跟他们辩论以后，对方好像无话可说，看起来非常愚蠢的时候，这他觉得有一种快乐的感觉，这是。他知道是后来知道是自己的傲慢。
But when I talked to him during that 4 hours, he was not very argumentative.
但是我跟他谈了四个钟头，在那段时候，他没有跟我争辩。
He would bring up arguments, but all it took was just one answer or one response to any of his arguments, and he would just nod in agreement.
他会不同意某些事情，但是我说了一句或两句来回应他的疑问的时候，他就安静下来了。
I don't think it was necessarily because my answers were so great.
我觉得这倒不是表示我的回答有多么的好。
I think it was because his heart had been changed.
我想主要的原因是他的心已经改变了，已经软化下来。
And we talked for over 4 hours. And by God's grace, at the end of that time, he committed his life to Jesus as Savior and Lord in repentance and tears.
最后, 他感谢神的恩典, 他痛哭, 流涕, 他悔改认罪,
and his nephew had told me, this man, whenever he talks in a conversation with someone, there's only three things that he ever talks about. Only three.
他的侄儿告诉我说, 从前这个人, 当他与人交谈的时候, 他只谈三件事。
Stocks, real estate, and business deals. That's it. Nothing else.
股票, 房地产,
business deals.
还有, 商业上的交易, 就是这三件事情, 没有别的。
But I want you to guess, during that 4+ hours of conversation that I had with him, how many times did any one of those three topics come up during our conversation?
但是我要各位猜一猜, 我跟他谈了4个多钟头, 有多少次他提到那三件, 事情中的任何一件?
Zero.
没有。
And after receiving Jesus, he told me two things that really impacted me.
当他接受了主耶稣以后, 他告诉我有两件事情对他造成很大的冲击。
And I was sitting in the kitchen with him after he had received Jesus, and he was looking out of his back window.
我是跟他坐在厨房里，他看出他从看到窗外去，他的那个后窗。
He had a beautiful overlooking view.
那个后窗可以看见很漂亮的风景。
And the management company wanted to build a house in his backyard that would obstruct some of his view.
那个开发商要盖一个房子，那个房子就会让他看不见那些美景。
And he fought and fought and fought to protect his view, and it didn't work anyway at the end. But he went through lawsuits and legal proceedings just to protect his view.
使用了所有的办法，包括法律上的一连串的诉讼，虽然最后都没有结果，就为了要保护他的那个可以看出去的美景。And
after he was looking out the window, and after he said all that, he said to me, Elton, so much time and energy went into protecting the view of our home. In other words, for what purpose?
他看着窗外，他对我说：“我付出了多大的心力，时间就为了保护这个美景，但是有什么用呢？意思就是说这些都是徒然。”Another
thing that he said was, you know, Elton, I just wanted to work hard. I just wanted to retire early and enjoy life, to live the American dream. That's all I wanted.
另外一件事情他谈到的就是过去他努力工作，因为他希望能够提早退休，能够享受很美好的退休的生活。他说这就是我过去所要的。But
sometimes you just don't know when to stop.
他说有的时候你就因此而不知道
In this case, he hit a brick wall, and he was forced to stop.
在他的生活中，他碰到了难题，他被逼着要停下来。He
passed away about maybe 5 or 6 months after that.
五个月六个月以后，他去世了。But
the most important thing is that he had come to know Jesus.
但是最重要的就是他在去世以前，他认识了主耶稣。And
the final thing that Paul mentions is pleasure.
保罗所提到的最后的一件事情是事物。It
is not wrong to have a hobby or to participate in certain amusements unless they contradict God's word.
其实享受这些世上的东西，得到欢乐本身并没有错，只要它不妨碍 一个人对神的爱，对神的服侍。
But if our pleasure in life takes up so much of our time and thoughts that our spiritual lives and service to God are neglected, then we have focused again on things that will pass away.
但是当我们过分关注事物所能够带给我们的享乐，以至于忽略了我们跟神的关系，妨碍了我们的事工的话，那么问题就产生了。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:31.
保罗在
哥
林多前书第
七章三十一节，
第七章三十一节这么说。
In this passage that we're looking at this morning, he says that the world in its present form is passing away.
因为这世界的样子将要过去。
And the sobering reality is that we are also passing away.
有一个真真实实的事情，就是我们也会我们也即将要成为过去，而这样一个认识足以让我们清醒过来。
And if today you are not yet a believer,
如果你现在还没有信主耶稣，
the additional reality that the Bible says is that one day, when you leave this world, you will stand before your Creator and judge.
除了刚才讲的真相之外，另外一个真实的事情就是有一天你要站在神的面前接受他的审判。
What would be your eternal outcome?
你永恒的结局将是什么？
Without your sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus.
如果那个时候你的罪没有因为信主耶稣而得到得到赦免的话，
Your only outcome is eternal death and suffering.
你唯一的结局就是永远的沉沦，永远的死亡。
But Hebrews 2:14 tells us that by his death, meaning the death of Jesus, he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
但是希伯来书第二章第十四节这么告诉我们，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Jesus died on the cross so that through his death and his resurrection, he might destroy the one who has power over death.
基督亲自成了血肉之体，死在十字架上，借着这个他败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And if you do not yet know Jesus today he can forgive your sins.
如果你还没有相信主，那么今天他可以马上饶恕你的罪。
He can free you from eternal death.
他可以让你不再不会永远的沉沦。
And give you eternal life.
并且会赐给你永恒的生命。
You must come to him now in repentance and faith.
所以你现在此时此刻，你就应该带着悔改的心来到神的主的面前。
For those here who are believers,
对那些已经是主的信徒的人，
I want to reemphasize that the purpose for everything that Paul has told us in the passage today is found in verse 35.
我要再强调一次，我们刚才所念的经文，保罗所说的，他的目的是在第三十五节。
Where he says, I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way, in undivided devotion to the Lord.
我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事。
Brothers and sisters, what is it in your life that is holding you back from a wholehearted or undivided devotion to the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们该检讨一下，在我们的生命中，在我们的生活上，什么事情牵绊了我们，让我们不能够全心全意的殷勤服侍主。
I want to look quickly at the book of 1 Kings chapter 6.
我们很快的来看一下列王记上
1 Kings 6 verse 38.
列王记上第六章第三十八节。
We see here basically a short account of the life of King Solomon, the son of David, King David.
我们在这儿可以看到，保罗，所罗门的一个比较简单的他的一生的记录。
Solomon was a man who started out with a heart of devotion towards the Lord.
所罗门他一开始的时候，他对主是全心全意的热爱的。
But later in his life, he allowed his possessions and self-interest and pleasure-seeking to take the place of God in priority.
但是当他在以后他让他所拥有的一切的财物还有世上的享乐等等分心了，没有那么的爱主了。
And we see in verse 38 that he had built a temple for the Lord.
我们在第三十八节可以看到他为神建了一个殿。
And the Lord was so pleased by what he did.
神非常非常的高兴。
And it says in verse 38, in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, the 8th month, the temple was finished in all its details according to its specifications. He had spent 7 years building it.
第三十八节说，到十一年布勒月，就是八月，殿和一切属殿的都按着样式造成。他建殿的功夫共有七年。
But we see in the life of Solomon a number of times that we see that given his devotion to the Lord, there seemed to be an asterisk behind it with the word however.
但是呢？虽然表面上他为神做了花了那么多时间做了那么多事情，但是我们可以看到在他的他却为自己保留了一些。
It was not just he was devoted to the Lord. It was he was devoted. However,
基本上我们可以这样的来总结他的一生，就是他热爱神可是然而却。
It was not something that we saw with David.
我们在大卫身上我们看不见。
Chapter 7, verse 1, it says, he had spent 7 years building the temple. It took Solomon 13 years, however, to complete the construction of his palace.
第七章第一节说，所罗门为自己建造宫室13年方才造成。注意方才或者是然而却用了13年造自己的宫殿。
Twice as much time on his own concerns and on his own interests in life.
他花在自己身上的时间是花在神身上时间几乎是两倍。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we bring this message to a close, I want us to ask ourselves this question.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们马上就要结束，在这个时候我要请各位思考一个问题。
And this is a question that I have asked myself.
因为这个问题我也问过自己。
If we were to put our name in the blanks and put ourselves like in Solomon's situation.
如果我们去掉所罗门这个名字，我们把自己的名字放在上面的话，
How would we be described?
那后人会怎么样来描，或者在神的眼中会怎么样来描述我们呢？
Put your name in the first blank. So and so was devoted to the Lord.
某某人爱神
and served him.
服侍他
However,
可是
and then blank.
然后另外一个需要填空的。
What would be the however that is present in your life today toward God?
这个字眼然而却或可是，如果用在现在式的话，它现在这个时候它会怎么会怎么样的来描述你呢？
Our desire is that the Lord would give us the grace so that our description of us as his children would be so and so was faithful to the Lord and devoted to him.
我们的盼望是某某人对神忠心全心全意的服侍他。
And yet I will admit that when I asked myself this question, I had more than one however that I had to put down.
我们的愿望当然是 我们爱神全心全意的服侍上，它后面就是一个句点，但是当我问自己的时候，我发现我还要加上一个然而却。
Brothers and sisters, none of the concerns mentioned in the passage we looked at today are necessarily wrong in themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，刚才保罗提到的那几个方面本身并没有并不一定是有错。
But they become wrong when they hinder undivided devotion to the Lord and service to Him.
但是当他们成为我们服侍神爱神的绊脚石的时候，问题就发生了。
The time is short.
时候不多了。
Let's pray that the Lord will help us to live in an undivided devotion to Him and diligently serve Him.
盼望我们能够祷告，求神帮助我们，让我们能够全心全意的爱他。服侍他。
And let me close by reading to you 1 Corinthians 15:58.
最后我们我想念一节，就是哥林多
前书第十五章五十八节。
前书第十五章第五十八节。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十八节，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning and we want to worship you and thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天早上来到你的面前敬拜你，我们也要感谢你。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your sacrifice on the cross, by your shed blood, that our sins are now forgiven.
亲爱的主，我们要感谢你，因为借着你的宝血，我们的罪被洗净了。
We who are not righteous at all, Lord, now have your righteousness upon us.
我们这些毫无公义可言的人，因着你，我们被称为义。
Your blood has purified us from all sin.
你的宝血洗净了我们一切的罪。
So that now we can come with confidence before the throne of grace, before a holy God.
以至于我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前，来见那位全然圣洁的主。
And Lord Jesus, that was what Paul understood and recognized, the grace and the forgiveness that he had received through you.
这就是保罗所认识到的，所承认的，他所有的你给他的恩典跟慈爱。
And the response was love and devotion and service to his master.
他的回应就是他全心全意的来服侍这位赐给他恩典后赐他恩典的主。
And Lord, I pray that you would give us the grace and the strength to truly to live for you.
求主也如此帮助我们，赐给我们恩典，赐给我们力量，让我们能够热心的忠心的服侍你。
May your Spirit use your word to show us what is the however.That is in our life.
求主的灵能够帮助我们，让我们认识到我们在现在的生活中那个然而却是什么。
So that we may live our lives for you.
以至于我们因此能够懂得如何为你而活。
In an undivided manner.
用一个全心全意的心态来为你而活。
Lord, our desire is.For you to say to us in the future, well done, good and faithful servant.
主啊，我们的愿望就是将来我们见你面的时候，你能够称赞我们说，你这个又忠心又良善的仆人。
We are good only because of your righteousness.
我们之所以有任何的良善，完全是因为你的公义。
But Lord, faithfulness is actually.Can be our responsibility as well.
但是主，我们也知道，我们还有另外一个责任，就是要 对你忠心。
May you give us the grace and the strength to be faithful.
求主帮助我们，给我们力量，让我们对你忠心。
To the very end.
一直到最后。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.